Welcome. Welcome back.
We're on part two.
So I have my first guest ever. And I thought, what better way than my favorite Canadian of all times? I don't know if you guys, Canadians, I love you so much. I do. You guys are precious. Allie happens to be up there with, like, not only, she's like Fergie and Jesus almost. It's really something.
It's literally up there.
I know. I know. That's how good she is. She's just so pure. Protect her at all costs. Everybody, welcome. Allie. How do you say your last name?
Adamowski.
I wasn't going to do that.
No, but that's...
Allie Adam. But we go by Gotta Be Allie. Allie. But that's her handle. We'll put it on here. Gotta Be Allie. Gotta Be Allie?
Gotta Be Allie. Yeah, nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
She is a fellow female artist in Nashville, and you should go check her music out because it is chef's kiss, especially this chapter. Oof, yeah, spicy. We went through a little life, and we get some songs
It'll do something.
Don't we, like, isn't it, it's messed up because it's like, as an artist, when it's all like relationships and everything, you're like, this is good. What do I write about?
No, I'm at the point now where my mom said years ago, she was like, I don't think you have gone through enough trauma to be an artist.
I can give you some of mine.
Give me some.
I will love you. I'm like, I've got some layers.
It turns out that you just have to live a little.
No, it's the living is like, and then when you get into like, you need to be in a functional relationship that's like good and not toxic.
But toxic makes for great music.
Well, thankfully I've got so many demons in my lifetime that we could keep writing. We still do. In fact, when I write with Connor, he's like, is there another chapter yet? I'm like, we will write more breakup songs. I've got a whole 10 years worth. But so, yeah, you went through some life and her songs, go check them out because they're amazing. And then I forgot the best part of this story is why we know each other. And to begin with is the craziest thing ever. Allie, so when I was moving to Nashville, I knew nobody. I knew not where I was moving, nothing. But I just was moving here, and I remember her and her sister. I was doing pop music for years in LA, and like, I would always get like a message from them or like posted a song or something of my pop music that nobody knew ever.
My sister and my cousin, they were like your biggest fans.
But God bless them. I'm like, because I was just like, who are these precious beans? Because besides Peggy Sue, my mom being the only other one that listens to my music back then, I literally was just like, these girls are lifelines. I love them. And then what's crazy is that I moved to Nashville. I move in this building and I get a DM from Allie. And it's like, you wouldn't happen to be at, I won't say the apartment's name because that, I know some of you, don't you get an idea? But she's like, do you happen to be getting off the elevator at this building on this floor? And I was like, looking around, I was like, that's weird.
That's so creepy. Yeah, looking back, it is.
Well, no, because I also was just like, no, I knew nobody. So like probably would make sense of, and I didn't post that I was moving yet. Like I was just like, as if I didn't leave LA. And so when I get the text or the DM, I'm like, yes, I think so. Please don't be weird. And then I was just like, it's obviously another girl. So I was like, okay, I think this is who she says on the other side. I don't know if I'm catfish. And I was like, yeah, why? And she was like, do you live here now? And I was like, yeah. She was like, on that floor? I said, yeah. She's like, what unit? I said, well, this unit. She goes, I'm your next door neighbor. Hi. And I was like, so she was literally directly next to me.
It's crazy.
And then I've like, did we ever hang out being next door neighbors like more than?
Well, at least the first night was literally this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got together thinking it was going to be an hour and I think it was like five.
Oh, it was five.
Just like yapping.
That's why.
For a treat.
You see the podcast, there's a lot of hours. But that was like, I was like, oh my God. And then when I met her, I was like, you're never leaving my life. I can't lose you. You are my everything. So she is, now we've seen each other more that when I had to move, I literally think I've seen, it's really weird actually how we've seen each other probably more.
No, I think that's just how life is.
It is.
It's the same thing with even like moving, honestly, countries.
It's crazy. You see each other more.
Yeah. People coming here or whatever is what takes it for me to see them.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. So it's like, I literally, like, it was like God was just like, here you go. Here is your gift. I'm like, wow. And I was, and then when I found out, like, there's a lot of Canadians in Nashville. And then I just started, when I would meet one and I'm like, are you a Canadian? And then every time I'm just like, my favorite people here. I love them. So hello. Welcome.
That's so good. We're back.
We're back in action.
What a year. What a year.
We live.
We start.
I mean, I've got questions, so we keep it on track because I'll go off of it. I'm like, shall we spill the tea? We won't. Maybe not. I don't know yet.
We'll see.
We'll see. I'm like, I got a few ideas. Okay. So let's start with some. Well, first of all, tell me about you. What's new?
We're working on new music. We're, I've been slowly putting together a full album.
Okay.
As you know, going through the artist process after being in it for so many years is...
It's hard.
It's scary, and especially in the world in which we're in now, where I think you can jump ship so quick and just... I mean, like, I look at your transition from pop to country, and it was so focused, and...
I had no idea what I was doing.
But it made sense, and all of your pop stuff that I've known you for has always been... this.
Mm.
And then you swapped country and all of it makes sense. It's cohesive. But I feel like, you're doing so well. But I just also, I find that I get sad in town a lot when I see really talented people who are consistently jumping from like one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing, where I'm like, no, like it was so good. Like, how do you just like lived in that?
Yeah.
The chance of something working the first time,
very rare.
Also, from someone who's been doing this for over 10 years now, the chance of it working for over 10 years, I mean, it's going to have its highs and lows.
Literally.
You have to trust yourself.
Your gut internally, like, because if you don't believe in it, no one else is going to. And if you slightly believe in it, but you know you're on to, like, because, like, you evolve as a person every day. I mean, there's eight of me yesterday. Like, I don't know that girl yesterday. But the versions of yourself as an artist, like, it takes a lot to know how to trust that. Because that's, like, the one thing as an artist in general is, like, there's going to be multiple versions of you. And one of those is going to work. And then you're going to want to, like, when artists jump ship after it works, and I'm like, well, what are you doing? Because I will milk that until you can't.
And that's the thing. It's also, like, at what point do you determine that it's not working? Because I feel like there's so many people who have this vision that it's going to be like massive,
and it's usually like growing stepping stones.
So that's the thing. I think like building on this new project, it's like I don't want to jump ship from where I was, but you still have to grow from where you were at, and it's changing and influencing just the same way that I have changed over the last many years, but especially the past year, like the last 2 years in general.
I mean, different girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a different girl that I know.
And I think it's just a lot more trusting myself finally. I can't believe it took this many years to finally get here, but like.
The world tells you everything but to trust yourself.
Yeah.
Especially as girls, it's like that gut intuition of like, every time you know he's doing something wrong. But every time I did know, it was like my body knew.
Yeah.
And it was just like, why am I like pushing it down? It's the same thing in music is like, and like, I never like to think that females have it rough or like, you know what I mean? I never was.
No, you and I are the same. And that's why I loved gravitating to you from like the beginning, because like we both did share that whole, like, I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me.
No.
But I do want people to remember that like, I need like the hype behind myself. And so I can build the confidence to be able to do what I need.
Or be heard like our fellow dudes.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like, I in 2026 can vote, but why does it feel like I can't? Because it's just like, it's interesting when you speak up for like what you know inside internally. And that, I mean, in a season that I'd like, it was like, speak up but not too much.
Yeah.
We don't like, it's really interesting. And then you question like, okay, maybe everybody else knows better. It's like a permission slip you're asking for that you don't need.
Totally.
Yes, the reinventing yourself and, but it's truly, it's so hard because you're like, why didn't I do this before? And you look back and you're like, how could I? Like,
totally.
I didn't even know who I was.
No.
What is this new? Like, why do you think you're jumping ship?
I don't even want to call it jumping ship. I just honestly think it's the songs that I'm writing now are actually honest to what I am and what I'm doing.
Let me tell you.
Before, I just liked being a storyteller. I liked creating the
story. But it wasn't your story.
But it was my story.
And let me tell you, when you just tell your story, it usually is like people know authenticity. They do. Because like, as much as I love doing pop music, it was either, LA has a funny thing of like, you need to be this, you need to sound like this. Like the A&Ring that would happen, even when I wrote for other artists, it's like, we want today Kelly Clarkson mixed with a little bit of Halsey, mixed with a little Adele, and mixed with like maybe Michael Jackson. What? What do you mean? What song am I supposed to write you? Like, so it was like you're chasing all these things and like never do you listen to like, what do I want to say today? What do I want to sound like? And so everything over there was just like, I like it, but I don't believe in it. I don't believe that that's what I want to say.
Well, and I think the difference of coming to Nashville where you look at LA artists and the branding of who the artist is as an artist makes sense.
Yes.
Then you come to Nashville and you're like,
there's not really branding.
No.
It's very interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Because like,
it's really frustrating too, like as an artist to like try and figure out, especially as a female.
I don't even, I'm like the bucket hat, like that's you just being yourself. There is a brand within it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I just wear bucket hats.
Yep.
Like, but it's like, oh yeah, you're the girl in the bucket. I'm like, oh, that's branding. Because I was using finger puppets in LA at one point to, I kid you not, on TikTok, I ordered finger puppets and that was when I knew it was time. Because I was like, listen to my music and.
Wait, do those still exist somewhere?
I have archived them, but I do have them.
To see them, okay.
Bro, it was a dark time for me. So I was a confused little bean. No, but the branding, it could be as simple as you're sitting in your car with like an air freshener that always is peeking outside on the corner. And it, that's the brand. If it like, and you just like, you're like, oh, branding, marketing, Meg Maroney, I give her all the credit in the world because that is like, I would have never seen it like that. That is not my job as an artist. I never knew I had to sign up to be a marketing genius.
Yeah.
Usually there were people back then that market it for you. I'm like, ah, I see this. Now I'm like, what about me? Because there's a lot of layers. It's marketable. I'm like, does the average society of like the people, are they going to be like, yeah, I am just as out of my head as her? I don't think so. That's, but if you are, God bless you. Anyways, the branding, what is the branding you're going for? Is there a color scheme?
I don't know. I mean, my color scheme has been a lot of blues in general, but I feel like that's a lot of the past years have been blue, specifically blue. It was like my love for denim. And I think for some reason, it was like also my try to stay country.
Isn't that?
Isn't that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just weird how that works.
It's a weird like mind thing that you have to be like, oh, I have to wear boots and I have to wear this. And I love that, but that's not, I recently just went back into like wearing baggy pants on stage and not in shorts or like heels. Cause I'm like, I wouldn't wear that. Why am I doing that?
Why is it that every single show I play, I go to the back of my closet to pull out things I have literally never worn and I piece together the weirdest outfit ever that I'm like, that doesn't even me. Like, it's just.
God love. You're like, who is that?
No, absolutely.
And it's not like, and like,
I look so stupid and I feel weird.
But you always look cute.
Thank you. But you know how that, you know how it is.
Oh, I do. Cause I look back, I'm like, who is that? What are they wearing?
Yeah.
Cause like even an elevated version of what I'd wear on an everyday basis isn't that. So it was, I just recently on stage, like I was like, stop. You're not comfortable. You can be cute and elevated, but like just take baggy pants and put like a cute top and some accessories. Accessories will do it.
Totally.
But like
always.
I think I'm just
like stripped back to like the bare minimum of things, like the basics of everything. But you know what I've loved more than just like more than anything is I find even like Instagram and photos and things that I post now has been like very like boosted saturation, more color.
I love it.
More like
all of your photos are bomb. I'm like, that girl is driving.
We're having so much fun. Oh, it's so much fun.
I love it.
Music, that's fun too.
That isn't it a great place to be in? And you're like, my like trauma in my brain is like, don't go away though. Let me grasp onto it as tight as I can, which is this, that is where it's funny. I'm in this season right now of like, you don't know you're in this like amazing moment. And then life hits you upside the head and you're like, wait, I just don't go away. And so when you grasp on to like it needing to work, because I think that when I got to Nashville, I was so just like, I didn't care. I was just happy to be making music. I loved.
Yeah.
I didn't think anything of it. I'd never had anybody care at all. Besides like a few people, I'm like, nobody listened to my pop music. Also, like, I get it. Like, they did and they didn't. Like, it wasn't anything.
You did have someone here who believed in you, which, like, honestly, I think about that all the time. And people come to town expecting that they're going to chase down and find someone to believe in them.
Mm.
And you can't look for that person. That person just has to appear.
And it's really interesting because it's like they're usually the person you don't see at all.
Right.
You're like, I don't have anybody that believes in what I'm doing. And then you're just like, oh, no, I just need one. They're right there. And also, like, I don't even think I knew what I was coming here for. But I was just like that state of consciousness of like whatever that is where it's like I have nothing to lose because I have nothing, like I'm just here and I'm going to like take life and just go with it. How you stay in that, I want to figure it out. Because when you're like, life starts to come at you and you got to just, it comes at you while you're making other plans. You're like, oh yeah. And then you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. The resisting, the riding the wave is like, I want to know how people do it. Because there's some people I've met that I'm like, you're neutral all the freaking time.
You're so right. But like,
I've never seen you, even if you're having a bad day, I'm like, she is smiling. And I just am like, I need Allie to, I just need to see Allie and I'll be okay. Because she's just this smile. I'm like, I don't know. Even the one time I've seen you cry, I was like, she's still happy while she's crying. How does she do it? I'm over here like, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think I've tried finding that balance of other people's happiness first before my own, I guess.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Which is its own really troublesome thing. Mm. I also don't recommend that.
No, I don't. No, I don't. No, the people lazy. But you also, I never see it come out like that you're sad or like that right. You're, which job well done. Because I'm just like, I don't know if that's like internally you're like, I'm dead inside.
Oh, I definitely have my moments. Yeah.
I feel that. I'm a ball of energy till I get back home and I'm like, bah. But, buddy, you got to either get up, get down. They don't. Over there. Go get your pizza. Don't chase it. Don't bring it back. Okay. Anyways, actually, let's go down that rabbit hole because the holding it up for everybody else, making sure that you stay uncomfortable, if that means everybody else is happy.
Yeah.
What do you, as an everyday struggle, especially as like a female, what does that look like for you?
Oh, God. I think, I mean, the state of the world that we're in right now makes it really tough.
Yeah.
Because
I think everybody feels like...
Everyone's always on edge. And it's funny, I was talking with Eric the other day, too, about how, like, I can be in a room of people and the second that someone has, like, an energy flip or, like, some sort of reaction to something, I feel all of that. Like, I'm such an empath that
way. Yeah.
So that's really hard. Especially being in artist world.
Yeah.
Because you have to play a lot of a neutral a lot of the time.
Oh, you do.
But I do think it's important more than ever to like still have your stance and be a good person. Like, I don't know, there's just so much going on in the world. And I think that like being able to relate to people, which we're so lucky that we are able to do that through music.
Yeah.
And to be a good person are just like key elements. So I'm like, if I can write songs that I love about things that I'm going through that will get someone else through a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then like have an online presence that makes people feel comfortable and build my own little community.
Because that's what it's turning into.
That's what it's turning into. It's like just like literally building
communities of safe spaces.
Yeah.
Which is like, and it's funny because like there's walking a line of like you, social media, it's like post everything all your life, all day long. And it's like all of us post a highlight reel still.
Absolutely.
Like every time I'm looking at somebody's life and I'm like, actually stop it. Because what is like, what I know what's going on in my life and like what people think from the outside looking in. And it's like,
well, gosh, now that I'm being a female, like I know that, you know, this side, I think you do have these because we're very similar ages. But going through social media over the years because we were born with it.
You and I have both come from the world,
I think, because of our similar ages, of jumping into social media when we did.
Uh-huh.
And being young and impressionable by other women who are like the epitome of perfect on social media.
And most of the time I'm like, in real life, I'm like,
no, but like, I think through all of the years of like edited photos and all of that, and I look back and I'm like, what was I doing?
Girl, the sidewalk was always with my butt. I kid you not. There'd be, I'd never even looked at, I was like, wow, my booty. Posted it. Years later, I'm like, the whole tree is like swayed in with your ass. Like, what are you doing?
God.
Now I'm like, we're not editing. I have no ass.
No, but you deal with like beauty standards and like, honestly, even the last couple of years. It's funny because I feel like with this whole era of new music too, I've given so many less
F's. I love that word.
About everything.
It's also this age. There's like a moment you wake up and you're like, I'm out of them. I'm out of F's to give.
Also, I'm like, why was I trying to do all these additional things to make myself look better that were literally just aging me?
Is it not? I will say this. I looked older at the age of like 23. Like, what makeup? What, like, I didn't have the Kardashians. Like, that was just freshly like makeup tutorials.
No, that. But then I think about like, Botox is still my best friend.
Oh, I love it.
But like, in.
Will not take it away.
Used every now and then. But I look at like the filler that I was doing for years too. That I know we also like bonded over all of that stuff early on where it's like, what am I doing? Like I look back now and I'm like, I'm so much happier like accepting
who you are.
Who I am. And still like tweaking things and all that. But I'm like,
why not? Like I always am like, listen, if you're doing whatever you want, like if you go, I'd love a booty. We've talked about it. I need a fund of some sort. I honestly, like, truly, Amazon, they sell a butt. Just hear me out. It's on there. So it's like a push-up bra, but for your butt. It's fraudulent. I love it. But I would love to, like, if it's something about me, I'm not promoting changing anything about yourself. I think that your God-given beauty is what it is, and I think it's beautiful as it is. But I, if there's things about you that really bother you and you tweak them or, like, I will say this, as you age in this industry as a female,
yeah.
God forbid, do you have like, is it marketable? Is it like, is she like, and then you're like, there is like a, not, you internally feel like a ceiling on your,
yeah.
on your career. You're like, okay, when I'm this age, like it's done. And I'm like, why does it have to be?
Also, everyone else is growing up. Like,
I would love to be
late to where we're at right now.
There are other women our age out there.
Yeah.
And it's not like so we're through 50.
The things that we're still going through and feeling like children because it's like,
I don't know.
There are days that I still live in a 500 square foot apartment where I'm like, I feel like I'm 18 living off of SpaghettiOs and chicken tenders.
I think I had more at 18 because inflation wasn't as bad. I was like, I could pay for my little box and have a Papa John's. And now I'm like, a box. No meal. Okay. That's what it, what?
It's crazy.
But it's like you never grow up and like when you love what you do, I don't think you do grow up.
Yeah.
But there are days where I'm like, oh, this bill, I have to pay that, don't I?
I know.
Uh-oh. Because I'm like looking at my friends back home where I'm like, they have houses, kids, all the things.
Oh, absolutely.
When do I do
more figured out than I think I will ever have it figured out.
I'm going into 90s before I even remotely am like, what am I doing ever?
You on stage at 90 will be iconic.
I mean, don't get it twisted. I will be like, what if I'm not? Like, you're going to have to pull me down from that seat. I'm like, babe, I still got it. I'm like, I will have tatas up to the heavens. I will have like a, like I do not, I'm not going as a raisin. No, I will not. But that's another story for a different day. But it's interesting because it's like as you grow and you grow up, but you're not allowed to look like you grow up. Like,
yeah.
There's so many conflicting things as like, and like I said, I've never, when you're younger and you're chasing the dream, it's like, I'll never stop and it'll work. And then one day you're like, uh-oh, is it, when is this time to like, because I feel silly now or like, it's a weird like shift and you're like, oh, I'm a grown up. It's time to grow up. But I don't want to. I just wrote a song about it today. I literally, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I will not.
No, well, yeah.
When do you? I don't think you need to. Maybe when there's children, if you have children or like.
Yeah, but like that youthful thing is still like.
You have to, it is, that makes you young.
To be that.
Yeah.
You have to.
Well, mentally, I think you have to like.
Yeah, like a mature side to it.
I haven't gotten there.
If you ever lose the fun part, I think you're doing life wrong.
100%.
Yeah.
If it's not fun, nothing matters. We write songs on a floating rock. The floating rock, I don't even know. I'm like, I don't know how much longer it's going to be floating. Some days I'm like, oh, he says today. Because like, whew. But it's, that's like, I don't know. It's funny. The Bible, like, and reading Ephesians, talking about it, basically, like, what I've learned as the wisest man in the world, because that's all he wanted to be, was that nothing matters. Literally nothing matters. And you're like, so don't take everything that serious, because that's like, that is the whole core. Is like, if you can find that happy line, because every day I'm like, oh my God, my career's ending. I haven't posted today. I'm like,
absolutely.
Who am I to think I'm that important that anybody notices?
Every single part of my life is like, I feel like stress.
Why? How do we get out of that? No, I don't know.
I said, this is the year of literally not caring.
Which you are exuding that. Like,
oh, thank God, because some days I don't know.
I thought you couldn't be more bright and shining and like stress-free looking. And then like that shift that you went through, we had a man that, as they all do, there's like a chapter of like a girl especially that like, you know, when there's been a breakup, because the glow up, it's a force. It is a force. And let me tell you, this girl, I didn't even know she could glow up even more. She did. And like now I'm like, it's too bright. She's glowing so much. Like it's.
Well, you know what the crazy part is about the glow up side is that like first couple months after of like not eating, not sleeping, not anything where you're like, I am a stick and I can't believe I got here.
I know. You're like, gosh, this relationship's swaying me. That's
great. But I think about like my mom, like a year later was like, hey, remember like a year ago when you looked like this? And I was like, I was
not healthy.
Not great. But like you hit that healthy part and you're like, ah.
No, you're thriving. You're like, yes. And then like potato goes away. I've remained a potato.
And I still have my potato days.
But you're a hot potato. Yeah.
I know. We should merch.
Oh, there's already a brand, a clothing line, and it's literally called Potato Swag.
Shut up.
It's all sweatsuits that I call, like, because I like looking like a potato.
You do? Yeah.
Hot potato, baked potato.
Look like a potato.
No, but everything. I am a potato.
Every time I see the potato edits on Instagram, I'm like.
Okay, sis.
I can't wait for you to edit this podcast.
So as an artist, what does, we all have a different view of what making it, like in our head, feels like. I still haven't determined what that is for me. It's not plaques yet. I don't know what that is yet. But for you, what does making it mean to you now versus when you started?
You know, I think I had a very interesting start because the first song I ever had played on Canadian radio was a song I wrote by myself about like a boy that broke my heart.
Oh.
And I'll never forget, like when that first song, it went like top 20 on Canadian radio.
Okay.
And the amount of messages at that point, like, it was like lots of Facebook messages, I remember, because that was like
times.
Back then it was really weird times. But if people, even emails, actually, it was still at the point where people would find my website and
email, romantic,
and be like, hey, I heard this song. I relate to this. That is the coolest thing ever. So part of my life where I think early on, of course, everyone wants to like playing stadiums, like doing, you know, award shows, all of that thing, like. It very focused in at that point where I was like, this is not for me. This is for other people.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of like little version of me who was listening to like Avril Lavigne and Michelle Branch and all of these people. And I write on it all of my different like artists for different feelings and moods and all of that. And I was like, I lived through that.
Yeah.
I just want to be like a part of someone else's playlist for their moods. And that will be so cool.
Exactly.
And the older you get, you realize.
Is that
as long as you've done that? I don't know.
One person that like, and even though we think it's like, I got no views today, like compared to this person or like compared to what I used to get or whatever, like if it got to one, who knows what the other person on the other side of that needed?
Yeah.
Like, which is like an awesome curse and a blessing of our job, because it's like, we may never know if somebody like, if they don't message or like, or if you see it and it's like, you might have altered somebody's existence that day.
Totally.
Because of your song.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wish you could know, but that's kind of how you have to like think about like this one thing. As long as it's out there, it's a seed that you're planting.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that's, it's funny you say that, because like I've had to adjust the why in making it.
Well, and you lose that a lot too. Like, I think I lost that along the way.
You always
did. Turned into the like, oh, I need more streams. And then if I have more streams, then we can tour. And if we tour, then we can grow venues and all. Like, you stress out over all the other things.
And you make it to the bucket list you had that you're like, wait a second. That was something that I was like, that's making it. And you hit it and it's never enough.
But then like, it's funny because this new era came back and like, I'll never forget the first time I posted. It was just the like, thank God you left, because damn, I would have stayed.
Such a good song.
Mm. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
I know the tea behind it.
It's crazy, but like, again, when it's real and the amount of people that started like, using the audio for like their glow ups or like any of that, like, and you're just like, oh, like
that's a version of it.
Hit people, and it might take another 500 videos for it to find more people. But if that's what it is, then that is worth it, you know?
You just get, because also, like, look at Fleetwood Mac, like 20 years later, and their song Because of a Guy on a Freaking Skateboard with a Hot Dog. And it's like, but that is the beauty of like, it's the Wild West. Everything, it's free marketing that you can just get online every day. And I don't care if anybody thinks I'm cringe. I'll be cringe till the end of time, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
But it's like blueprints that are just like, I would say like, it's when you're figuring out your life and you put it into songs, it's like, I just want to be whatever that is, or like the blueprint for somebody else. Because resonating, how songs resonate with people is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, there are ways that like people take a song and that what it means to them versus how what you wrote it about.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Like,
well, and never mind, we're in a time now too where I watched a little bit of the Grammys and I was like, most of these songs, I actually only know the 15-second clip.
That's all you do know now. And then when you go, like, it's one, it's a blessing if you even go. Like, I have to think of it, because I am at the end of the day a consumer, that when I'm online, do I want to see like promo things that, or like, do I skip over like music things sometimes? Like, and I'm like, oh yeah, the whole world is doing that. Yeah. So then like, but 15 seconds, I'll go find a song that I'm like, I really like that. You can now add it to Spotify on TikTok. Yeah. But then when I hear the whole song, I'm like, I don't know if I like this. And that 15 seconds, I'm like, do I have to make a song that's 15?
Groups me that's what we're chasing.
The art of songwriting and in general, like what a hit is. Like Michael Jackson, the Beatles, if you would have said it has to go viral first, they gave us something we didn't even know we needed.
Yeah.
They created a path where like we are still copying elements of their things. Like art is, it's flattery when you imitate it. And it's like, we're still to this day, I reference MJ like for Pocket for this. And I'm like, I'm not referencing a TikTok song.
Yeah.
What? So make something that like I've had to shift, because I was writing really for this market. And what, like at first I was like, I have to keep catering to that.
I feel like you have to.
And then I was like, what if I just switch that and cater to what I like? Because what do I want to make that day? That's when it always is like, oh yeah, that's when it always seems to work. But catering to this, whatever this is, because I feel like a lot of it is sync music that I'm listening to.
Absolutely.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
But the internet versus people on streaming, there could be a massive streaming song and it is not anywhere to be found on social media.
Totally.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
The conversion rate is where it's like, because social media, like, it could have millions of views, no streams.
There's a different world now, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
So being an artist in this time of like, it's awesome, and then you throw robots in there, that this, we're not even going to get into that. But
yeah, just remind people, it's like if you find something you love, like...
Just keep going.
Keep...
Because you'll probably pave the way.
Like, yeah.
Could be 5 years, but if your seed is planted out there,
yeah,
it's going to grow. And it's like you could be making the next genre or wave that people are referencing 20 years from now. Because I guarantee you, I'm sure that they're all rolling in their freaking grave because they're like, you have to go viral for what it like.
Imagine.
So, okay.
The Beatles walking across the street, just bro, like.
I would be like, I have to go viral for this shot. Like, that's an iconic shot. People are still ripping artwork for that shot.
Yeah.
They made iconic shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just want to make iconic shit, but I have to feel like I'm iconic. If I had a percentage of that, I'm like, I would be Elton John. Gosh dang it. I'm like, I can't sing and not really good at it. Oh, don't look at me. Sorry. Okay, so when you hit a wall creatively, do you ever grieve the version of your career you thought you'd have by now?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, I think I'm... It's sad when you've come this many years into it.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived so many lives. You have too. I mean, we've gone through so much. And I've had so much success, which I'm so thankful for. I think if the version I am now was me back then, it would have been amazing. But it wasn't supposed to be. And that is part of, I think... What I keep reminding myself is that everything that is meant to happen will happen the way it's going to happen. And you just have to trust that.
That is
only do so much.
That is the, because like the one domino that you're like, if I would have made like the red pill and the blue pill, it's like, if I wouldn't have chosen this route.
Yeah.
But, and it's like, no, if it's supposed to be yours, it will inevitably, like, it's never going to be off the timing of like, I do believe God is like, I do believe you can stall your blessings.
Yeah.
By like, if you're going back to like something that you know you've got to grow from, and it's like there are moments where like, okay, maybe my blessing, did I stall it or did he choose somebody else for it? Because I wouldn't get, I don't know.
I still think, and honestly, as an artist, I think this is more reason why I'm like, I want everything in my catalog of what I do to be something that the day that everything makes sense and it hits and it works, God willing.
Yeah.
I will still be proud of everything that I've done.
And that's all you can, because like, I will say, going back even like, there are some pop songs that I'm like, could have stopped, like Peggy Sue was like, do we have to say the F word? I'm like, it's cool, mom. It's cool. It makes me different. No, it doesn't. But I just like, there are songs that I'm just like, oh wait, I'm still proud of that, but from a different angle.
Yeah.
And then it's also like songs I put out, there are two that exist right now that we could edit this part out, but I am not proud of those.
The dude that came out. That's the thing. There are still always going to be songs that you're like, why did
I do that?
But if we can like have as many as possible and sonically as possible make sense.
But also you get to see yourself grow. It's like your own little baby photos as an adult. I always am like, look at her.
You're such a sucker for anything to look back on.
Oh, see, I don't like looking back. I'm like, look at the youth. The less hardened version of myself. I'm like, life really got in the way. But, yeah, I feel like, do you grieve it at all as far as like, is it hard to stay in that mindset of just like, what's meant to be will be?
Yeah, I mean, all the time for sure. But I try not to think about it. That's the thing. I am consistently focused on like, what's next, what I need to do, that I don't have time to
look at.
Oh, what a shame that didn't work out the way that I wanted it to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure I would have loved to have bought a house by this point. I would love to buy a brand new car tomorrow.
Damn it.
But you know what? I have enough to get me through.
As long as you have enough for the day, you're rich as...
Yeah.
I'm like, your parents are healthy, happy, you're healthy.
You look at relationships, you look at music, you look at all the things, and I'm like, I just want to surround myself around people who I love. Who I like doing life with.
And if they're good.
Making music with. And
no one's like, everyone's there. They're alive today. Like, you woke up.
Yeah.
You're richer than.
Isn't that wild to think about? Yeah.
I mean, I just like, I had two back-to-back scenarios where like, I lost people. And like, I really like, it made me shift to be like, first of all, whoa, I'm not like a kid anymore to where it's like, oh, I'm in the demographic now where it's like, you have to think like, go get checked, like check your body, check what's going on inside. And it's like, but they, that's their time.
Yeah.
And it's like, I look back, there's a saying where it's like the dash in between this very short life that's going to like read on when you go. And it's like, what did I do in the dash? Because that dash is very short in reality.
Yeah. What did you leave sonically? What did you leave people with that can help them heal and grow?
And that's like the forever thing you're chasing is like, do I make things that are going to last a lifetime? Maybe for one person. Yeah. Maybe for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, okay. I don't even know how this is going to all tie together, but we're going to do it. Okay, fun thought, outside the box moments. And then we'll get to like the reflective audience. We call them rent money reflections.
Okay.
Okay. What's a toxic trait you're currently working on?
I do love a good like self up
all of the giggles in the room because I feel like everyone else knows but me. So maybe you can.
I mean, I exist. That's toxic.
No, I know. Absolutely.
The least toxic person here.
I mean, literally, it couldn't be less of a talk. But that's why I was like, I'm going to ask for this.
It's a little toxic nightmare because I will let things. Thank God you left because damn, I would have stayed.
What?
I am a stayer through and through with all of my people, with all of my things, because I see the best in people and things.
You do, let me tell you.
So I'm just trying to find the balance in maybe figuring out what is right for me and what is not.
Isn't that that part? Because I'm like, maybe this is everybody like the toxicity, man. I'm like, it does create good songs, whether or not it's from me, from them. I'm like, yeah, it's like, it's funny. As an adult, like the 18-year-old version of myself that I'm like, these are what my views are and these are what like I'll stand and tolerate. And looking back, I'm like, oh, you had no clue what those were.
Literally no idea.
You're just looking at Tumblr like, this is what I stand for.
We are still going to look back on like literally this moment today and be like, what were they doing?
Bro, I'm like in a different like style. And I'm like, what is that? I'm like, my golden chains. I'm like, did I think I was a rapper today? I don't know. Maybe. So, okay. That's good to know, actually.
Yeah.
What do you think that are some of the things you would stay for and what you wouldn't?
I think I'm still trying to determine that.
Okay.
I think like actually being at this point in my life where I know I'm older now, but I still feel so young is like really what.
I think my birth certificate's lying. I do. I think they stole me at the hospital.
I don't know. I feel like I'm actually 95 though most days.
My back is.
Yeah. Oh.
Mentally.
Don't get me started on that. Yeah.
My knee's 70. My mental is.
When we do vocals now, we have to stop vocal takes because my knees are clicking.
Oh, I sit down.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I have to because you also.
Oh, my God.
I mean, horrible for a singer, but I'm just like, listen, I can't. My back hurts. So there's that. Okay. What's a rule you broke that actually changed your life?
I mean, it wasn't technically a rule, but I think a rule in a sense of getting out of my first deal. Getting out of my first deal. Yeah. You know, you sign the legal papers, you promise people things, they promise you things, and you just decide that, hey, maybe this isn't the right fit for us. And you know what?
That's okay.
That got me to Nashville. That was the saying goodbye to that was me saying hello to a new future and a new door opening and moving to a totally different country, like 3,000 miles away. And
wild.
Like doing this. So
I'm so glad you did.
Me too.
I met you on my little path. I'm like, thank God for Allie. I'm like, I call her whenever I'm having a mental breakdown or I send her a 5-minute voice note, sometimes 10.
Oh, my favorite voice notes, though.
Bro, I spent his TED Talk. So I'm like, I'm so sorry I did that. I listened back, talk about going back and looking at Zim. That was a bad idea. I listened to some of my voice messages.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Sorry, Holly. Sorry, everybody in this room. Okay. Reflection question time.
Okay.
We're going to do a rapid fire. What's one question you're asking yourself in this season?
What do I want out of life? Yeah.
Okay. What does enough look like to you right now? Which we kind of just went over.
Being able to afford the life that I would like to have, which that changes every day.
I feel like I got stuck in the wrong body with the wrong bank account.
Oh, God.
I'm like, whose bank account is that? I have a plethora of money.
Yeah, we're figuring that part out, I think.
I'm like, was that car? That's mine. I'm like, with what bank account? Okay. What's something you're giving yourself permission to do or not to do?
What's something I have given myself the permission to do or not to do?
It's all right.
That's really tough.
It's like,
I'm curious what everyone else's answers are to this. I feel like I'm going deeper than
permission. Like,
it's my fun cheat meals every now and then. And it's the balance of like going to Pilates, but like,
see, so what happened
now? Like, double cheeseburger through the McDonald's drive-thru and a Diet Coke.
I've known that.
Which also, by the way, American McDonald's, much better than Canadian.
What?
Oh, so much better.
Weird.
We'll dive into that later.
Yeah, because Korea, I will say, I mean, that's a gourmet meal, McDonald's over there. At least not even the same.
God.
I'd have it every day. All right. What do you hope people listening feel less alone about after your episode?
Growing old. Getting older, growing up. I don't know. Like, I'll never forget the day that we turned blank age. You know what I'm
talking about? We're 72, actually.
We're 72, actually. When we turned 70, I'll never forget the back and forth between that of being like, oh my God, like, I feel so much older. And then the year after that, I think we both agreed that.
No, I was devastated.
Wait, I might feel younger again?
I do, but yet I came with a lot more hardships. I'm like,
ugh. I know, but it's like, I don't know. I just feel like we put this stress on ourselves of like growing up and getting old, especially females, especially being in the industry.
You feel like you have a ceiling.
Yeah.
And it's like
so lovely to find out that like actually like
you run out of
I'm living in now is so much better than like 10 years ago.
You also run out of like any cares.
Yeah.
Like, cause like that's something that I have had to learn of like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you don't like me.
Yeah.
Because listen, no, I'm not everybody.
Why is it too short to like care about what people think?
I'm a loaded cup of tea, let me tell you. A little bit of Jack Daniels in that tea. Pew! I'm like, okay, last question. If today's version of you could leave the audience with one honest sentence, what would it be?
You're doing okay where you are right now.
Mm.
I think we always strive for like big shifts of like either I'm amazing or like I'm dying.
Right.
And I think if we can just be like, okay.
Yeah. Like you woke up today. Like,
yeah, it's.
You tried it.
We're doing fine.
We're doing fine.
Things okay. We're fine.
Am I?
I don't know.
To be decided.
See, as long as you're not stressing about your doing awful or you're doing amazing, I think like just like you are riding a middle ground and that's perfect. So.
Well. You heard it here, nicotine. You heard it here first. Allie, thank you for being my first guest. Stores. I love you guys.